This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's budget picture improved slightly in the state's latest revenue forecast, CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Nonpartisan state economists say Colorado should have close to $300 million more than they initially projected. That money will be returned to voters as part of the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, which limits state budget growth. Lawmakers still face close to a $700 million deficit, largely due to increased Medicaid costs and the loss of federal COVID relief money. Lawmakers return to the Capitol on January 8th and are required to pass a balanced budget during the session. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Congress is sending an outdoor recreation package to President Biden's desk. The Explore Act combines a number of bills that aim to increase outdoor recreation opportunities in Colorado and around the country. Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper both saw some of their priorities included. The bill allows fixed climbing anchors on public lands and lets the Forest Service lease unused buildings, possibly for housing. Congressman Jonah Goose also got provisions into the package.
The long-distance biking bill that we championed, I think, is going to be a great boon to Colorado.
The bill will streamline permitting for outdoor guides and outfitters. Outdoor recreation contributed to more than $36 million to Colorado's GDP last year. A Colorado Springs mother is suing McDonald's after she and her 10-year-old daughter were sickened during the October outbreak of E. coli. Giovanna Zambrano says she and her daughter had to go to the hospital after eating McDonald's quarter pounders. She said they endured days of vomiting and stomach cramps. The outbreak was traced to yellow onions served raw on the hamburger. More than 100 people in 14 states were sickened, and one Coloradan in Mesa County died from E. coli. There are new rules to help Americans eat healthier. This is from the Food and Drug Administration. The idea is to help people make maybe better choices at the grocery store. And that's in this next part of Morning Edition. It's 6 minutes after 8. This is CPR News.